Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, March 19th, 2023 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush at ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, we have more on the Pact of Evergreen Canton, North Carolina Mills saga. Also making headlines this past week, Pixel's J. Main paper mill has stopped making paper. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, March 17th at 47.83, down 256 points, or 5.1% from the March 10th close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by an 8-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 1.7%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were PotlatchDeltic, gaining 2.7%, followed by Kimberly-Clark, up 2.5%. The biggest decliner for the week was Pact of Evergreen, closing down 19.5%. Over the past year, Graphic Packaging has been the top performer, gaining 15%, and the deepest decliner was Glatfelter, down 80%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is down 1.7%, while the PM40 is down 5.1%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failurepreventionpreventionprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline France, Vive la France! Alstom launches consultation process about future of its Stenay plant in France. Alstom has launched a consultation process with employee representatives at its Stenay plant in France, about the possibility to divest the plant if a buyer cannot be found considering closure. Stenay plant produces one-sided coated specialty papers for specific uses in the packaging sector where there is overcapacity in Europe and competition with machines with more competitive cost structure, Ahlstrom said. The plant has an annual capacity of approximately 55,000 short tons of specialty papers and has 127 employees. Despite thorough review of different options and attempts to develop potential new products, Ahlstrom says it has not been able to find solutions that would enable the group to continue operating the Stenay plant. Therefore, having carefully studied all possible scenarios, Ahlstrom is now planning to divest the site, and if a buyer cannot be found, considering closing the place up. Stay tuned. Dayline Finland, EcoVadis grants Huhtamäki gold medal for the third year in a row. Huhtamäki has received a gold medal from EcoVadis on its sustainability performance for the third year running. They say our score places us in the top 4% of over 100,000 rated companies across the globe, which is across the world. It underlines its commitment towards its ambitious 2030 sustainability goals on the continuous progress they are making on the journey. EcoVadis is the world's largest and most trusted business sustainability index, Huhtamäki said. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline Sweden, Södra's new CLT facility inaugurated, giving a tenfold increase in production capacity. Södra's new cross-laminated timber, also affectionately known as CLT facility, was inaugurated on the west coast of Sweden. The facility is one of the largest in Sweden and marks a tenfold increase in Södra's production capacity. Guests at the inauguration included Britis Bensler, County Governor in Halland Municipality, and Anne Charlotte Stunkel, Chair of Vadersburg Municipal Court. Great guest to have on hand. Esteemed guest. Wow. A key part of Södra Group's strategy is a future-proofed industrial structure that creates a leading offering for customers and consumers. The new CLT facility broadens the market for construction materials while also promoting sustainable construction and more sustainable communities, Södra said. The plant at Varho is one of the largest in Sweden for the production of CLT, with the capacity to supply framing materials for just over 4,000 homes per year, a tenfold increase in Södra's production capacity, the company said. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, They now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dayline J Maine. J-Pixel Paper Mill stops making paper. The Androscoggin Mill and J stopped making paper this last week. The owner, Pixel Specialty Solutions, announced last year that it planned to close the mill, which employs 230 folks. It cited business and financial challenges compounded by the explosion of a pulp digester in 2020. Last month, the company announced that the mill would close weeks earlier than initially expected. J Town Manager Shiloh LaFarani said Maine Department of Labor and RSU 73 Adult Education recently held a resource fair, and there will be a hiring event coming up. She said one positive side to the situation is that there are more jobs available now compared to previous years when the mill has downsized. LaFiarni says, quote, "The economy now, the fact that people are hiring, there's companies, you know. As soon as they made the announcement, there were companies calling saying, how do you get our names in front of these employees?" She said, end of quote. Now, but with the town facing a lower tax revenue, this lady said that it's applying for a sudden and severe valuation loss with the state. Dayline Canton, North Carolina. Stock sales by Pact of Evergreen execs weren't insider trading after all. A highly scrutinized and much criticized stock sale by four Pact of Evergreen corporate official mere days before the announcement of the Canton Mill closure was not a case of insider trading, nor even a voluntary stock sale that the corporate officers profited from, according to further investigation of the Securities and Exchange filings. Now, while the transactions were listed as stock sales in SEC reports, they were not sales in the true sense of the word. Rather, the company reclaimed a portion of the stock shares previously awarded to the corporate officers who annually receive stock shares as part of their compensation package. The company withheld shares to cover tax obligations before releasing the rest of the vested shares to the executives. Now, earlier it was reported that North Carolina Congressman Chuck Edwards called on the Securities and Exchange Commission to investigate whether the trade amounted to insider trading. Earlier, Chuck said, quote, "It would be illegal for anyone to profit from the inside information, and it would be reprehensible for them to reap a windfall while workers in my district will soon be struggling even more to provide for their families." He told the SEC, "I urge you to investigate these actions as insider trading." Pact of Evergreen stock plummeted during Monday's announcement of the Canton Pulp and Paper Mill closure, which coincided with the release of its 2022 annual financial report. Again, Canton, North Carolina. impact of the mill's closure could trigger default on state agreement. The closure of the Canton paper mill raises questions over whether the Pact of Evergreen will have to repay some or all of a $12 million state grant it received 8 years ago. The mill embarked on a $52 million investment in the mid-2010s to clean up its coal-fired smokestacks. Two of the oldest coal-fired boilers, affectionately named Peter Chi and Big Bill. Yep, that's right. Peter G and Big Bill were the coal-fired boilers' names. They were converted to natural gas, dramatically reducing air pollution. Now, I don't know if they're still known as Peter G and Big Bill. Anyway, the mill received a $12 million grant to offset the cost of the natural gas conversion, thanks to a state program encouraging job creation and retention. The grant came with strings attached, however. The mill pledged to maintain its workforce for 10 years, not dropping below a minimum of 800 workers, nor reducing salaries per the terms of the grant. Now, that agreement doesn't expire until December 31st of 2024. That's more than a year and a half away. The mill's impending closure now raises questions of whether all or parts of the state funds will need to be repaid, a question that will be navigated in uncharted waters. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400. 447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back and now back to the news. Dateline Alpharetta, Georgia. Mativ announces Greg Weitzel as new Chief Financial Officer. Mativ Holdings Incorporated, a global leader in specialty materials, announced that Greg Weitzel will succeed Andrew Wamser as Global Financial Chief Officer of the roughly $3 billion manufacturer of critical components and engineered solutions. Weitzel will assume the leadership of the company's global financial capabilities and services on April 2nd, 2023, that's a day after April Fool's Day, from Wamser, who will depart the company on April 1st, 2023, which is April Fool's Day. Dateline Cass County, Texas. Agreement reached between United Steelworkers Union and Graphic Packaging Paper Mill in Texas. A tentative contract has been approved between the United Steelworkers Union and Graphic Packaging's paper mill in Domino, Texas. In February, the voters there voted down a contract offer, paving the way for a possible strike. On Monday, March 13th, a union representative said a revised contract was presented and the union workers overwhelmingly said yes to the company's terms. Union spokesperson Doug Watts said the main holdup for the delay was work scheduling issues and a two-tier pay system. He said the new contract will not change the employees' work schedules, but the two-tier pay scale will gradually phase out over the 5-year term of the contract. Now, there are around 500 USW union members at Graphic Packaging's mill. Dateline Leo Minister, Massachusetts. Quad Graphics Packaging plant to close, and they're going to lay off 60 folks. Wisconsin-based packaging firm Quad Graphics Incorporated says it will be closing its Leo Minister, Massachusetts packaging plant by April 29th, resulting in approximately 60 layoffs. Quote, the decision to close the facility is part of Quad's comprehensive strategy to optimize its North American packaging platform for continued growth, the company said in a press release. Now, Quad is offering impacted employees a comprehensive separation package, including pay, continuation of health care benefits, and career transition assistance through a career counseling company, according to the statement. The company's assets at the plant and the work done there will be transitioned to packaging facilities in Franklin, Wisconsin, and Spartanburg, South Carolina. Quad will provide incentives for skilled employees to relocate to Spartanburg or Franklin, according to the release. The packaging printing facility was acquired by Quad in 2010 as part of the $1.3 billion acquisition of Canadian rival World Color Press. The company leases the 95,000 square foot plant. In addition to Leo Minister, the company is also closing a facility in Merced, California, resulting in approximately 240 layoffs. Quad Graphics employs approximately 15,000 people around the world across 45 facilities. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.